If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Joseph J. Luciani, Ph.D., also known as Dr. Joe, delves further into his self-coaching techniques to help beat anxiety, depression, and compulsions. We'll also hear from psychotherapists Linda and Charlie Bloom, who debunk romantic myths and provide real-deal solutions in their inspiring new book, Happily Ever After and 39 Other Myths About Love. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific Time right here on Alternative Talk 1150 and catch up with podcasts at conversationslive.net.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook while you're at it. Give us a like while you're there. Check out all the great animal stories and stuff that I post. And it is Talk With Your Animal Sunday. Gifted animal intuitive communicator, medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso's in the house, and I'm eager to get to this call because it's not often we get to talk about bats, but we're going to talk about bats, and we are going to line three, and Gianna in Monroe, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy. Hey, Gianna.
Good. Hey.
Good morning.
Am I coming in okay?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you just fine.
I wanted to give some feedback that I was getting tuning into with Renee. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because Jean is very intuitive.
I just wanted to say that I get that they could be communicating with the dog exactly what she would like him to do. And I'm getting that he would like to lick her face or kiss her with his nose, and that she could, whatever she whatever she would want, she can ask him, even what side of the face. I'm getting that he would prefer to be on her left side.
Huh.
So it's like she can tune into him and say, hey, this is for you. Give me a kiss on my cheek. Huh. Maybe that's the itchy part where he was just fussing around with her, licking her face or whatever, and that kind of thing. So anyway, I just wanted to make that comment.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. So left side and ask for the lick on the face or exactly what she wants, and that Benji will do it.
So that's why he moved from the stomach
to the face. Yeah, and then she can really tune
face.
Into it because she's asked specifically, this is how you can communicate with me.
Cool. Excellent. Okay. Well, hopefully Renee's listening and she will do that. Okay. So let's get to the bats, huh?
Yeah.
So.
Well, so these bats have been in the roof line of my log home since the late 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, in and out. And initially, this is before. We haven't lived in, my husband bought the home, so they were, it was their home before we actually moved in because the roof line wasn't covered and all that kind of thing, and so we didn't move in until 2000. But I'm ready to have them have their own home, and I've been somewhat communicating with the bats, but I was wondering if Dorothy had any information she could give me in terms of, we're thinking of building, building some bat houses. Perhaps Darcy can communicate with the bats and see what information she gets. As with all people, you know, I can communicate with them, I can tune into them, talk to them, that kind of thing, but it's always easier sometimes when we have an outside source communicating and giving feedback. And I'm wondering if she has any kind of perception of what location we should build these bat houses for them to move to, because it'd be more healthy for them, because they end up getting caught sometimes coming into the home. And bats are about transformation. And I'm willing and ready to have whatever needs to be done so that we can have this family move out and enjoy the bugs outside and have their own house. But this is then their house first, and that's the thing, you know. Okay, whose home is it?
Well, Darcy's been writing down a lot of stuff. So are you in tune with Gianna's bats?
Well, I was going to start with what I wrote, but then I heard they thank you for that. They thank you for considering their needs and for honoring them and letting them have input or have a say in this. As you were talking, the first thing that I felt was overwhelm. They have a feeling, and not the whole group, but there's a sizable amount is what I'm hearing. I'm asking if it's the majority. It feels like it's over 50%. So barely the majority
of the bat
has a feeling of overwhelm, and it's you know, like, are they going to take all of them? Like, how would as far as the bat houses, they're wondering, are they all going to go? And
well,
I guess they have some questions about that.
Well, yeah, and this is my concerns right off the bat. No pun intended, but there it is. Okay, these bats, obviously there have been generations of bats in this roof, you know, since the 1980s. This is a long-established home for them. A lot of animals that I've communicated with, and insects and so forth over the years, when they're already established, are hesitant to leave. But as soon as Gianna told me that she and Ken were willing to build bat houses and build them a better place on their property, then I thought, well, we could really work with this.
Yeah.
So that's part of my questions for them is, because I don't know that much about bats. Is this like one big commune in the roof and they all live together, or are there different families of bats? And Gianna was talking about some designs for bat houses, I think, that she's seen. Maybe that you know, put in long poles, and then there's a kind of like a wooden bat house or something on the top. Is that the kind of thing you're thinking about, Gianna?
Yeah, because they have bat houses in Monroe near the Fryland.
Yeah, so there's okay. those kind of the bat houses. So how many bat houses do they need? I mean, how many families of bats are there, or do they need more like a a bigger place for what are their needs? What would be encouraging for them, you know, to move?
Can they move to the garage up roof lines, or is that not, it's not acceptable? I mean, we'll build the bat houses, but I'm wondering if they can also use other buildings on the property.
Yeah, can they use other buildings on the property? Because we just need to get them out of the house.
You know, it feels like the first thing is we need to get them all on board. It doesn't...
Well, we've only got like 50% of them that are willing
at
this
point.
Well,
it's more than 50%, but the other ones feel like they're hanger-on or followers. I think that they'll go, but it feels also like there's some dodgy ones, but I don't think they're gonna. I'm not entirely sure if they will all move. I think it's prevalent. Like most of them will be ready to move, and the rest will follow. It feels like they're mostly followers.
We have to actually literally take this roof line off. It's not an attic. It's a log home with a roof that's a tin roof. So they're in that lining, and we need to take the roof off and get it cleaned.
Okay, let's tell them, you have probably already done this, but let's tell them that, you know, the roof is coming off.
And is that definite, Gianna? Are you going to take the roof off?
We have to take the metal roof off in order to clean it, because it needs to be cleaned.
But that's what you're going to do. You are going to do that. Now, would taking the metal roof off, would that give you access to the bats at the time? When the roof is off?
Probably, and we need to clean out the iguana.
Yeah, see, because they'll have to clean all that out.
Yeah.
So I suppose, you know, if there are those that really don't want to leave, then they may need to know that, well, once the roof is off and we're cleaning everything out, if anybody's still there, they're going to be exterminated.
In danger.
Yeah, they're going to be exterminated. And so they need to go. And apparently there are other areas on the property that they can go to. You had one particular.
Before we do this, we will build the houses.
Yeah, they will build the bat houses.
And there's
and
an
stuff.
Appreciation for that you're helping them, that you're willing to do this. You know, there's a little resistance from some, but I think that they'll all go. And I think that we just need to tell them that the roof is coming off. This has to be done. It's for the health and the safety, the structure of the home, and so forth. And that there will be new homes for them. How many are in there? I feel like there's more than you probably think.
More than what?
More than you probably think.
More than you think.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have it. If you've had a number in mind.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, I don't know how many are either, but we have gone outside and watched them come out of the tip of the roof at sunset.
Yeah. How many did you see?
Oh, maybe 10.
Yeah, because I felt a dozen. When I looked at it, I thought there was like about a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jana says there's one area on their property that she feels energetically is really peaceful and calm and a really nice area, and that's where she was feeling like to put the bat houses. Does that feel like the best place for the bat houses?
Is it behind you? Like if you're standing outside, is this area behind you?
That question doesn't make sense to me. Behind me.
Behind the house? Like if you were looking up at these bats that are flying off, and you're facing your house, is this area that you're looking at behind the house?
Well,
okay. If I'm standing at my doorstep and I'm looking up at the roof, it would be behind me and to my right. If I'm looking towards the road, Martha, if I'm standing at my doorstep looking at the road,
right,
then it would be behind me and to my right.
Okay.
Feels like a portal.
Okay, because I felt like this area that you're looking at, it feels good, and it's behind the house.
Yeah.
So I guess I saw an image of you like standing outside your front door watching the bats flying off, and then you're facing your front door, you're facing your house, facing your property, and this is like behind you. Behind the house, I should say,
Yeah.
to the side or back of the house.
Okay, and that would be right? That would be to the west, I believe.
No. Due south.
Due south. Okay, would be to the south.
Is that the area that you're describing? Or you?
She says that the area that she feels is a portal or a nice area that they'd like to be in. But that area feels okay to you?
Yeah, that feels good. That's what I've been shown, that this particular area feels really good. That's why I was just asking for
confirmation. And you got a number on how many bat houses?
How many? Now, I don't know about bat houses. How many bats can fit in one of these?
I don't know. Did you know?
They talk about it on the internet, and they actually show building them on the side of the home as well. But I don't feel comfortable putting them on the side of the home because I'm getting droppings on the deck,
right?
Like that.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good to me at all. That almost feels like you're in the same situation. Like it's too close energetically. They need their space, and you need yours.
Yeah. But
so when you communicate with them, are they? With their home, but I guess what's my question?
They're clear that they have to leave. They're clear that you want them to leave and it's necessary.
So they do understand.
Yeah,
that.
They understand.
And we've got more than half of them are saying they're willing.
Yeah, and then I think the rest will follow. There's just going to be like a couple laggers, but I think they'll go too because they're going to have to. What will happen is we will tell them now that they have to make a choice. Everyone can go together, or there's a possibility that they'll be exterminated. And I think they'll all go. I think they will all go. I think you might find a couple when they take the roof off, but you can just scoot them out of there, and they'll have the choice to go with the others.
So at this point, though, they should just be packing their bags and getting ready to move, and then Gianna can let them know when the houses are ready.
Yes.
And then they need to move.
How about we do this? What if we gave them a timeline? Is there, when you check in, and because it's not imminent today, because I need to, we've had bird busters out there dozens of times. I don't know if it is even going to be successful. Of course, I can, never mind. I won't have that conversation. And we've done all we know. It's almost impossible to close up the holes. And so, anyway, what if what timeline? Ask them what timeline is okay with them, because then they'd have more time to do adjust. This is imminent. The roof is coming off. The houses are built, and it's time to move. Because I feel like I'm evicting them from their home, which I am.
Well, but they're already saying that they're feeling they understand and they appreciate you being concerned about them.
Yeah, they know they're moving. And so whether it's weeks or months, they know it's going to happen.
Okay,
I think
so
it's contingent
on
when are you going to build the houses? That's the contingent time.
Well, I have a contractor and they can be built probably within the month.
Okay.
Within the month of May or within the month of June.
So I don't know what bats are. They bats in the mating season? I mean, they're having babies right now. Do they have families? Or is it? I guess that sounds like that's the question. Is it convenient for them to move now, or do they need a month or 2 months? How long a time frame until it's going to be reasonable and convenient for them to move to the new bat houses?
That's a good question, and also we have to think about weather. If that roof is coming off, it has to be this summer.
Right.
Yeah. I keep feeling like it's a couple months, like it's 2 months before it's said and done, but they also have the perspective that this could happen soon. Like they feel like they're in this place of they could be forced to move soon, and they don't know what that means. Their timing would be, like a month or two, but it really
okay,
is.
And how much time do, they're packing their bags or whatever, how much time do they need to acclimate? Like, let's say we get the bat houses built within the month, and then maybe they have time, like they can move and then come back in, but then they're kind of like, okay, I'm done in that
once
space.
Once the bat houses are built,
do you understand
how long,
what I'm saying?
How long do they need to move?
I hear a couple months. It feels like a couple months.
They need a couple months to make the transition.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you better get the bat houses done as soon as possible.
Yeah, and then by August we can get the roof.
Then
up.
By August you could do the roof.
And tell them, that I was happy to share my home with you, and I'm doing my best to find something for you.
Because you'll be, and this is May, so Darcy will be back the second week of July. So that would be time if the bat houses are up by then and all of this, that we could tune it. We could talk to the bats again the second week of July and see how it's all going.
Sure.
That sound reasonable?
Sounds great.
Okay. I don't know if you've had the experience, but it feels like there's a couple of leaders in this pack.
The bat pack?
Yeah, it feels like there's a couple of leaders, and, you know, like they have the strongest energy, and the rest are going to be more followers.
Do they have names that Jana can address? It sounds like Jana should be talking to the leaders.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
So the bat tribe, what shall she call them so they know that they're being addressed?
I heard that you can pick a name, and then I heard something like, I'm sorry, my brain goes to lion. It's something like Simbi or Simba or something, but that sounds like a lion name to me, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you can give
them
a name.
Well, I got Jeff, but I think that's just being silly.
Yeah. I think you can ask for the leader.
Bat leaders. So talk to the bat leaders. There's two leaders, male and female, or two males or two females. Does that tell you?
I feel like it's two males, and they're like a self-imposed council.
Okay, so talk to the bat council.
Okay, I will. I need to go.
All right, I gotta go take care of this wedding.
Good luck.
And I know it's going to be wonderful. I'll see you later today.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So that does it for the bats. Let's take care of advertisers while we are reasonably on time. It is the last hour of the show, so I need to pay attention to the clock. Listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. And where we're going to Alana in Linwood next. So we continue with Talk With Your Animal Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
Well, hey, y'all. Gosh, we're halfway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. Happy Mother's Day to all you animal mothers out there. And I just wanted to let you know, we heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and I just wanted to give you a reminder that next Sunday is the big yoga hall, brand new yoga hall dedication, which is in the new yoga halls right next to the Ananda Meditation Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, just south of 405. And so the big dedication is next Sunday, free buffet lunch, and that's going to start at 11:30 to 12. Starts the free buffet lunch, and then noon to one is the dedication program, includes several distinguished guest speakers and followed by a yoga demonstration, and then there'll be tours of the temple and the yoga hall, the campus as it's being referred to now, and it's all free, so you are welcome to attend. And then start off the yoga center, they've got hot deals on yoga classes, because you can get 50% off all yoga classes now through June. That's only $6 a class. And all the yoga classes at the new yoga hall will be free the following week after the dedication. So you can go, you can take classes for free. That's really great. If you need more information, go to anandawa.org. And or AnandaWashington.org works as well, and check it out. All right, we are doing a Talk with Your Animal Sunday here on Animal World. Darcy Pariso is in the house, and we are headed to Linwood. Alana, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy.
Hi, Alana.
Thank you. Hi, Darcy.
Thanks for waiting and being patient, Alana. What can Darcy help you with?
Well, I have a cat named Flash, and she's a healthy cat, but last week or so she's been sneezing, and I'm curious to know what's going on with her.
Well, she's like me. It's allergies.
Yeah. how old is Flash?
How old is Flash?
11.
11 years old.
Yeah. Has she had allergies before? Has she been...
Nope.
Yeah, okay, let me tune into her.
Is she an indoor-only cat or indoor-outdoor?
Indoor, mostly indoor, but we do have a pretty big fenced yard that she hangs out in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Certainly, I know that the pollen has been off the charts, at least everywhere I've been going this last week or so. How long has she been doing this sneezing?
Oh, just about a week and a half.
About a week and a half, okay.
I also have changed her food, and I'm wondering if it could have something to do with that.
Well, the first thing that she's showing me is some flowers, and I don't know if they're actual flowers, but she's showing me when she's in the back, there's something back there. I don't know if it's a flower or something, but there's something back there that makes her, I want to rub my nose when I see it. So I'm going to ask her what else, but it feels like it's more than that. Flash, what is going on in your body? And it also feels like her ears are kind of itchy. This is feeling more like food, because it's going from you know, first her nose had something like pollen, but now it feels like it's her ears, and I want to scratch the side of her face and her ears kind of too. So I think it's more some pollen, but I think it's food also. I think you've got both things going on.
Okay, well, so did she changed her food? So is it the new food that's bothering her?
What is she eating now, and what was she on?
Well, she loves Fancy Feast. She's been getting a half a can of some sort of salmon fancy feasting gravy, but I tried her on their new food that has vegetables and things in it that has a lot of moisture, and she seems to like it, but I'm just wondering if it has anything to do with that.
Are there some sort of like grains or I don't know. I almost feel like there's a grass or a grain or something in that can. Could you maybe check that out?
Oh, I will. Yeah, absolutely.
But so it feels like the new stuff is what you're feeling, Darcy.
Yeah, she does like it because she was kind of tired of the old food. She's ready for a change, but...
But it feels like there's something in that yeah. she's reacting to.
Are you seeing her scratching her like her side of her face and her ears or rubbing it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing that. That's bothering her.
Okay.
So the easy thing to do is to stop the new canned food. Is to stop the new variety and see if that goes away.
Yeah.
If it does, you have your answer.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. And the other thing is that about 3 years ago, my cat Abraham, whose mom was feral, and he spent a lot of time outside, he disappeared. And I'm just curious to know how he's doing.
And this was, you said 3 years ago he disappeared?
Yeah, somewhere around that time frame.
Abraham, what color kitty was he?
He was a black Halloween cat who was lanky and black with a long tail.
Okay.
And he was younger. He was only about 6 years old.
So are you able to tune in to Abraham?
I was getting something about Abraham. I feel that he's here. He's with another family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's still in that
body. Yeah, I feel that he's here. Because I felt like he was being chased or something about being something. He was being chased or being chased. But I feel like he's with another family. I really do. Let me see. I don't know. Oh, you're in Linwood. Okay. Because I don't think he's really far away, but I do see a house that has a backyard, but then there's kind of like woods behind it. And I see that, and he's not all that far from you, and that's where he is.
But he's okay where he is?
Yeah, he's okay.
He's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's alive and well and has another family.
Well, that sounds good. My neighbor told me that he had died. My neighbor had this story, which is one thing that makes me curious. And I talked with my neighbor about him. He said, oh, yeah, well, I found him dead in my backyard, and so I put him in the garbage.
Wow. I don't know. That doesn't feel right.
And so I didn't really believe that story.
Oh,
that doesn't feel right at all to me.
I didn't believe that story, but so I was just curious about why he would say that. And anyway, so if Abraham has found a different family and that works for him, that's fine with me.
Yeah. Maybe he thought he was helping you to not look for him or something. I don't know. I don't understand that either. But but no, I feel like he was running away or being chased or whatever, and that he was out exploring. And was he more of an indoor cat when you had him?
More of an outdoor cat.
He was an outdoor cat? Okay. Like he was out, and I didn't know if he was... stretching it, like getting out, having this freedom, but because I feel like he's more of an indoor cat now. I mean, I think he does in and out, but I feel he's with a family, and there's a girl in the family, and that's who he's with.
Cool.
I don't know that he's real close, but I would bet that he's within a mile.
Okay, so is the girl in the family not well?
Well, he's with her a lot, and there's something about her, but I don't know if it's...
Are you thinking of a specific family?
No, I'm not thinking of a specific family. I just have the feeling.
I don't know. I think there's something about her. I don't know if it's really an illness, though. I think it's some kind of cognitive thing.
I
don't know. I just am getting my head. Something.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe she's just a little behind developmentally, or just something.
So he's serving someone. That's good. Okay, Alana.
Okay, thank
Thanks
you.
For
That's
calling Animal World.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Renton and welcome Kim. Kim, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. I have three cats, Mellow, Callie, and Licorice. Licorice is a kitten that I got in September. And my main question is, Mellow seems to be needy and frustrated and hungry a lot lately, and I'm trying to play with her more, but sometimes she doesn't necessarily want to play when I try to play. I'm just trying to figure out maybe if you can let me know what's going on with her.
Okay, now Mellow is, how old a cat is Mellow?
She's about 6.5.
And female?
Yep.
Spayed, I assume.
Yep.
And what color is she?
She's all white.
White. Okay, well, I just want to make sure that Darcy gets the right one.
And you said she's needy, hungry, and frustrated?
Yeah, she acts like that more lately.
Yeah, I do. I get that she's frustrated. I really get that. That's, my ear is tingling with her.
And is that because she's a female? Callie, is Callie also a female?
Yeah, they're all three females.
Okay, and Licorice is also female. Licorice is the new one that's come in?
Yes.
And how long has she been there?
I got her in September, and actually she I had a cat pass, Amber passed in July, and came back as Licorice in September.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and how old is Callie?
Callie's about 5.
I ask that because there has a feeling something of... like a pecking order, and I thought that Mellow was the oldest.
And she is now. She still feels like middle to me because she was middle, but now she is officially, or she would be the oldest.
Yeah, so age-wise, she's the oldest, but you're saying she acts like the middle child.
Mm-hmm.
And Callie acts like the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's frustration around this. Let me ask her. So Mellow, what's going on? She feels like that she doesn't like the balance and like there's an out of balance situation here.
Okay.
How do the three of them get along? Because it just feels that things have shifted and she's not so happy about it. So
they get along really well. They curl up together. They sleep together all the time. Her and Licorice, Mellow and Licorice will sleep together, and Mellow and Callie will sleep together. And I don't see Licorice and Callie wrestle, but don't necessarily snuggle.
Okay, so they're two and two, but they're coexisting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to ask her what she needs from you. So Mellow, what do you need from Kim? Well, she do you see her as she needs more attention?
Okay.
She says she needs more attention. Are you hungry? Is she not eating the food so much? It feels like, what is it? Does she not like it?
I was feeding her a certain raw food that's no longer available, and now I'm feeding her Natural Pet Pantry and dry, and she seems to like both of those okay.
Is there a certain, have you checked like the fat content? Is there something about it that she's not filling up as much? Because she does feel hungry.
Does she? Okay.
You know, I had this happen where I had the same experience and my dog started losing weight, and I was looking at the protein and the fat and trying to compare it to what they had previously. And so I started augmenting it with a little bit of kibble just because they were hungry. And then I was able to find the food that I was looking for, and I have to be really careful how much I give them because now they're gaining a little bit of weight with it. And so, for me, it was really tricky in balancing, you know, protein and fat, and why that impacted them so much.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because she was starting to get a little heavy, and now she's light.
So when you look at the back of the bag of frozen food, and it says, you know, to give them like one patty per day for this weight or that weight, and my animals were always like in between the weights, and it seemed like when I had these foods, I couldn't seem to get it right. If I gave them a little more, they gained weight. If I went a little less, they were hungry. And it just was a difficult balancing. And when I had the right food, it was okay. But there were two different brands I worked with that were a struggle for me. And it feels like this is a, kind of the same thing that's happening with you.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so just kind of do some research and try to figure it out.
Yeah, so...
Well, can't you just feed her a little more?
Yeah. Yeah,
it seems like the simple answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I asked her if this is why she's frustrated, and she says, yeah, partly, but she also would like some more one-on-one time.
Okay.
It feels like that can be a little challenging with three of them, but... Maybe having a conversation with her, too, and tell her that, you know, how...
So a little more special time and give her more to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
How special she is to you. And
check back with us in July, and we'll see how she's doing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We need to take care of advertisers for the last time in this show. And by the way, we've got open phone lines. We ought to give away some missing link. So, if you would like some missing link, I'm going to be talking about it right now. And how about missing link phrase of the day? Talk with your animals. Sounds good to me. Pick up your phones, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569 and pick out whatever version of missing link you'd like sent to your doorstep. All right, we'll take care of advertisers and continue more with Talk with Your Animals straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And did you know that even if you're feeding the highest quality all-natural food, even if you're home cooking for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Missing Link was created. It's designed to provide what's missing in the cooked and processed foods, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there are a bunch of Missing Link formulas, three for dogs, one that does focuses on skin and coat, another one on hip and joint, and then the senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a cat formula. There's a wellness blend, which is vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other household critters as well. There's a bird formula, a poultry formula, and a horse formula. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to the company, www.missinglinkproducts.com, or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387.
On Friday, enjoy Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, we welcome singer Tony Tennille of Captain and Tennille fame in the first half hour, who talks about her life as half of the famous duo.
And in the second half hour, we greet Jenny Martin, who explains what it means to be a conscious capitalist in 2016.
In hour number two, medium Mark Anthony returns, and he will be taking your calls.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Three ways to listen. On the AM dial at 1150, on the FM HD dial at 98.9 HD3, or online at 1150kknw.com. One great station. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We've still got full phone lines, and we'll get right back to that, but we need to get in current events here before we run out of time. So how about we do it? There we go. Okie dokie. And guess who's first on the list? That would be me, because I have just scheduled another round of my classes, The Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends. Part one being the communicating with animals, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. And I'm going to be back at Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. They're in the same place, Houghton Center, where PCC is and Meow Cat Rescue. Part one, communicating with animals, will be Wednesday, June 15th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. And then part two, the human-to-animal transference more tools for communicating, it will be on Wednesday, June 22nd. Both classes, 6:30 to 9 p.m., $20 per class, $35 for both. Can't beat that deal. And you need to call Natural Pet Pantry, make a reservation, 425-739-4738. So 425-739-4738. Then Darcy, you've got stuff coming up too, and Darcy and I have been powwowing about kind of working together here, and we're still working on that. But I think, you know, she's going to be doing classes hopefully at Natural Pet Pantry after mine, so she can take you more deeply into the communication and stuff. But in the meantime, until we get all that worked out, looks like, well, you are regularly at the Intuitive Interspace Intuitive Fair in Seattle, and the next Saturday will be Saturday, July 2nd. You've got, let's see, still coming up this month, May 14th. So that's next Saturday. Right. You're at, Stargazers?
Yes, Stargazers, yeah. Books in Bellevue.
And this is an Animal Communication 103, so that means the students for this class need to have already taken some stuff with you?
No, they can come into this. It's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so that's Saturday, May 14th, 1 to 4 p.m., and call Stargazers to register, right?
Yes.
And that's 425-885-7289. And then in June, you'll be at the Daylight Healing Center Open House in Edmonds. Free readings. Oh, that sounds good. Saturday, June 11th, 12 to 4 p.m. And then A Path to Avalon, Second Anniversary and Psychic Fair in Arlington, Saturday, June 18th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All right. That sounds good for you. Let's see. We've got up at the Northwest Dream Center in Everett, Cougars, Thursday, May 12th. That's this week, 7 p.m. Call for a reservation. Killer Whales on Saturday, May 14th at 11 a.m., Both presentations are $5 if you're a member of Stream Keepers, $7 if you're not. Call for a reservation, 425-316-8592, www.streamkeeper.org. The Fur Baby Shower at Homeward Pet Adoption Center is Saturday, May 21st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so you want to check that out. And mark the third annual ARF fundraiser and Golden Paw Gala is Saturday, May 21st. So go to everettarf.org for more info on that. And I know we've got Fine Wines and Felines auction fundraiser for Meow will be Saturday, June 18th. So there you go. Quickie on current events. Let's get back to the phone and see if we can get two callers in the time we have left. We're going to start with Carlene in Seattle. Good morning, Carlene.
Good morning, Martha. Hello, Darcy.
Good morning.
Hi. First of all, are the events that Martha just described that you're going to be participating in, are those all on Martha's website, or are they on your website?
Well, let's see. My classes, the Keys to Understanding, are up on current events on my website.
I'm talking about Darcy.
Yeah, Darcy's classes, we have some up there, but she just gave me a new list today. And have you sent it to Rhonda yet?
I have not. Some of these actually just came through in emails yesterday.
Yeah, they're not all up. Are they on your website?
They're on my website as of last night.
So Darcy Pariso, DarcyPariso.com. DarcyPariso.com. She's got them all, but she has to send them to us before we get them on our website. Does that make sense, Carlene?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Now, the topic that I wanted to discuss first was with the Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Elephants and their retirement and the condition that they're in now, the situation they're living in now. But also, if we have time, I'd love to ask you about a couple of cats of mine that have passed. But first, the elephants.
So what specifically did you want to know about the elephants?
They have just this past week performed in their final circus event, circus performance. But on the news this morning on NPR, PETA says that these quote-unquote diva elephants, they're called the diva elephants, that are now in retirement in Florida, are being held in leg shackles and they're still being prodded and such with the equipment that's used for training. And they're not, you know, they're still basically really incarcerated, even though they're supposedly on some land that's pretty extensive. So there seems to be kind of like a
I kind of said this morning I don't trust PETA. You know, they, and I'm not saying they're bad because they do some really wonderful work, but I think that they can be very extreme, and I don't think they get their facts straight because. Someone posted, you know, a listener on my website about the cosmetic companies this last week. And then when I started researching to talk about it, what they had posted, it simply was not true. There was a lot more to the story than what PETA was saying. So, Darcy, are you getting, can you tune in to the retired Ringling Brothers elephants? And I think they have I've heard that it's something like a 200-acre facility in Florida. I don't think it is to the caliber as the other elephants, you know, the two other elephant sanctuaries in the country. I wouldn't be surprised if they're still doing stuff that we wouldn't approve of with the elephants, but I really don't know. So what are you getting?
Well, as you were talking, I heard the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Or somewhere in between, whatever that phrase
is. Yeah, the truth is somewhere in between.
Yeah, and it feels to me, and I saw a special on, I'm trying to remember what it was, and what it's coming to mind that it's similar to this thing that I saw on TV about a week ago or so, where some of the elephants are, there's different stages, where some have more free reign and some are more in captivity, and there's, I don't know, there's like a integration or there's reasons for some of it and maybe not so much reasons for others. So it feels like there's a combination of things going on here. I don't think that they just brought them there and released them. I think that makes sense. Yeah, it's like it's a stage.
Yeah, it's kind of like we have to do our homework on this and make sure what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of talk about, you know, the elephant activists really wanting these elephants to go to sanctuaries, not stay in this Ringling Brothers facility. But I don't know enough about it to really address it, so we need to do some more homework.
I think that would be the most admirable thing, but then again, like you say, we really haven't got the real empirical evidence yet.
Yeah. Just because PETA says it doesn't make it true.
And it feels like things are changing as we speak, too. You know, this is all so new that what's going to happen in the end, we're not even there yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But according to sources, this group of elephants includes the largest Asian elephant herd in the country, and so that group of elephants should be, you know, even though they're
they're probably coming from a couple of different areas. I don't think that, I don't know, but I don't think that the Ringling Brothers kept all the elephants together as they moved them around traveling. I would imagine that they were kind of like they're going to have to do an integration process.
Yeah, and as we've learned now from the Oklahoma Zoo, a lot of the truth is coming out because Friends of Woodland Park Zoo elephants are getting a lot of the records now. And if you go to their website, I'll probably be talking about this more next week, but it's really, really sad that they really blew it with Chai. And that these animals, Chai and Bamboo have not integrated well into this herd. We were led to believe that they did, but they have not. And the story about Chai's death is pretty disgusting when you read the details that are coming out now. But you can go to Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephant's website, their Facebook pages, to get more details. And like I said, maybe we'll have some information on that next week.
That's why I'm hoping that the active people here in this area who are concerned about the plight of incarcerated elephants, will pay attention to what's going on in Florida, even though it's clear across the country, just like Lolita, the orca, is across the country, and we need to bring her home.
Yep, and I was going to talk more about that because there's some wonderful news there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some really, really good news there because the Whale Sanctuary Project, our local one here, they're talking about building a whale sanctuary in the inlets around here so that these captive orcas could be brought back here, and they're talking about Lolita. Now, whether and the guy who owns her, you know, and the thing in Florida has always said, well, it wouldn't be safe and she can't go right back into the wild. But to be put into a whale sanctuary in an inlet where a family could come and find and all this would really be outstanding. So I'm gathering more information on that as well. I hope to bring in next week. But it really looks like there might be a path for Lolita to come home because there'll be a really good place here that would really, you know, if we can get them to let go of her.
Could you perhaps arrange an interview with the woman who has been communicating with orcas and dolphins for years?
Oh, that's Mary Getten.
Mary Getten.
She's not in our area anymore, and I've had her on before. I think there's a show in our archives, maybe, with her. But, I'll see what I can do down the line.
Yeah, in the future as you do more.
Okay, and we are out of time, so
thank you.
We don't have time to do anymore. Thank you, Carlene, for calling in, and we'll have more time next week, so we can talk more about these things next week. So thanks for calling Animal World. All righty then. So, Darcy, thank you so much. And you're on darcypariso.com, and if you need to call her to schedule, 425-280-5132. That's 425-280-5132. And all your current event stuff is up on your website.
Yeah.
It'll be up on the Animal World website as soon as Darcy sends it to us. So that should be in the next few days.
And thank you to all the callers. It's always a great show. It's fun to be here.
Okay. Regular programming, Mike. So stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And Kathy, thank you. Mike, thank you. Darcy, thank you. Next week, Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, open phone lines. And if there's other animal issues you want to talk about, call me. Otherwise, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.